1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran attacks Israel. I'm Dave Packer. The Israeli War Cabinet is set to meet shortly to discuss how to respond to Iran's weekend attack. The U.S. urging restraint, and in a phone call, President Biden telling Prime Minister Netanyahu that the U.S. will not be part of any counterstrikes. Israel says nearly all of the weapons fired by Iran were shot down. That includes 80 drones and 6 ballistic missiles taken out by U.S. forces. ABC's Allison Kosick.
ABC News confirmed at least half of those Iranian missiles either failed to launch, failed in flight, or crashed before reaching their targets in Israel. Israel says 99% of the drones and missiles ended up being intercepted by Israeli, U.S., and coalition forces. Those that did hit caused minor damage at an Israeli airbase and left a young girl critically wounded from missile shrapnel.
Here at home, House Republicans preparing new military aid for Israel. This is ABC News. Draft day for the WNBA.
We're just hours away from one of the most anticipated drafts in sports history. Caitlin Clark, all but certain to be the number one overall pick. Back in December, the Fever won the lottery to choose first and hit the jackpot. Clark's expected arrival sent ticket prices through the roof, more than doubling. And now most of their games will be on national TV.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. And it's marathon day in Boston with nearly 30,000 runners set to take to the course this morning. Olympic qualifier Connor Mance there, but as a spectator.
It's amazing. The energy that comes with the Boston Marathon is unmatched anywhere. And so, you know, while I would love to be running the marathon, I just can't do it with the Olympics coming up. But I'm so happy to be here.
Those Olympics coming up in Paris this summer, and French President Emmanuel Macron now says the city's plans for a unique opening ceremony with the teams in boats on the Seine may have to be moved to a stadium if the security threat is too high. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 340 people in northwest Wisconsin will lose their jobs when window factory Gelled Wen closes in Hawkins later this year. The company plans to move its Wisconsin production to its factory in central Illinois. The move will reportedly save the company at least $7 million. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession faster than ever. A new Department of Public Instruction report says 40% of new teachers leave teaching or leave Wisconsin after 6 years. And it's not just the low pay.
They're still being asked to take their work home with them, to work over the weekends. They're often being asked to teach both in person and virtually, sometimes simultaneously.
State School Superintendent Jill Underly says Wisconsin has enough surplus money to fix the problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series at home against the Padres tonight. They lost to the Orioles yesterday, 6-4, despite getting off to a good start on Bally Sports.
And Contreras to center field. Back Mullins. Back and gone. What a statement for Contreras.
That is absolutely awesome by William Contreras. The second pitch of the ball game for Corbin Burns.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on facing Corbin Burns.
Well, whenever you're, you know, trying to face a number one, you're trying to do everything you can to pester him and get him off his game. I don't know that we did that. He still pitched five innings and kept us to three runs. So
the Brewers won the series in Baltimore 2-1. NBA, the Bucks trounced by the Magic, 113-88. Doc Rivers blamed poor decisions offensively.
Yeah, I thought way too many ISOs. And not only did we ISO the wrong guy.
The Bucks will host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high 71 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain developing, especially in the afternoon, 60 our high. Rain and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, and the rain could be heavy at times with an inch or more likely through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The trial of the century. Donald Trump will have all the coverage 4 to 6 statewide.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. In the capital city, Madison, broadcasting a block away from the state capitol, which means we're real close to everything.
Everything
that's happening. The people that pull the strings in this state and make it dysfunctional at this point. We have to, of course, you know, change everything around at the elections. Just so we have a different party in power and see how they do. You know, let's just try it. You know,
let's just
try somebody else this time.
Well,
right? Yeah. I mean, you know, if you don't even have a reason or you're not sure, you know, just go with the other party.
Yeah. Couldn't do any worse than we're doing.
No, you really can't.
It's got to be an improvement.
It's breaking out of the encased amber that we're in. It's going to be the difficult part.
I love the encased amber look.
Yeah.
And feel.
Oh,
if
man.
You follow the encased amber bit, in like a couple million years, is somebody gonna like find this society and just like think, wow, it was so great, we should bring it back to life? Like in Jurassic
the
Park.
The aliens?
Yes, that's right.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah, so here it is.
They will regret it.
Yes.
They don't know what they're opening.
Mm. Boy, what a beautiful weekend it was. Nice and warm.
Jeez, unbelievable, fantastic
summer.
Weekend it turned out to be. Yeah. I'm looking at the radar here, and it looks
looks
like we might be getting a shower. It doesn't say anything in the forecast about it, but it sure looks like it's going to happen.
Well, most of that is going to dry up before it reaches us. It's in the upper atmosphere. It's the early leading edge of the next low pressure area that's working its way across the upper Midwest.
It looks like it's disappearing as it's getting closer. You really know your stuff, man.
Oh, boy.
You should have been a meteorologist. That's why you didn't have to be one, because you knew more than them, right?
Sure. That's what I pretended to do. For 20 years. Yeah, no, Brittany Merlot will join us a little bit later on to talk about the weather system tomorrow.
Yes.
That could be bringing in some showers and thunderstorms. We'll see about that.
See how she's doing after the eclipse.
We'll stay south of us. Yeah.
Kind of a life-changing moment for everybody.
Right.
You could just tell by how excited people were about a four-minute eclipse.
It did have the country's attention.
It did.
All the networks had extra coverage all the way through it.
It had to take a solar eclipse to get people to make the glasses that we could finally look at.
Right.
The sun. What the hell, you know? It took all these years, all these decades. Yeah. They never released the right glasses. They never even had the glasses.
John, why do you want to look at the sun?
A pinhole.
Why do you want to look at the sun, John?
I want to look at the sun. I mean, Trump did it. And
it's just
it
a big
like
yellow ball.
Trump did it, so that must be a good idea.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. But they resorted to pinholes and cardboard boxes. They're treating us like little children. You know, here's some sticks and piece them together.
That's when we were kids.
And now they came out with the damn glasses where you can look right at the sun and not have any problem at all. No warnings on the glasses that you look at the sun for 5 or 10 minutes in a row. It's fantastic. Now you can look at the sun. I carry those glasses wherever I go.
Mm. Well, you should just get a welder's helmet like Sam carries around in the back of his VW.
Well,
and
he
can look at the sun anytime.
Yeah, anytime you want. Yeah. Were you able to look at the sun through that?
It was okay then.
It was kind of
neat because you could dial in the brightness on the side. You didn't want to turn it down too much, otherwise it would get too bright.
You wanted almost the full thing, right?
Right, yeah. But it was nice. It worked well.
Excellent. Did you see the aurora around it? Any of the
the aura, you mean?
Aura?
I mean, I guess, but we didn't have totality here, so we didn't really get that.
Well, some of it.
Good answer. Yeah.
Well, you've got the pseudo meteorologist over here.
Okay. Hey, guess what?
What?
It's tax day.
It is tax
day. April
15th. Yes.
What a beautiful day it is. Get those taxes in.
It hasn't,
you have to pay. Yeah. Yeah.
It hasn't been beautiful around the Peterson home, that's for sure.
Why is that?
Well,
a lot of taxes
Anna's
to figure out.
Out the taxes for everybody.
Yeah.
The two kids now. Because they're independents. And now they have to kind of fill out their own stuff.
Well, didn't you help them?
No.
Well, why not? Why is it all on Ann to do all that?
Well, because you know how bad I am with numbers. Give me a break. I can't get the cuts that we play here with the right numbers.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. God.
Okay. So get those taxes in, before midnight tonight. You know, check with your local post office. Make sure you get the stamp on there and everything. Whatever. You know, get it in there.
Did you file on paper, Gordy?
Did I what?
Did you file on paper?
No,
you
I need filed electronically. I go to the H&R Block people, and they handle it all for me. They do a really good job.
Yeah, somebody do it for them. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of different things I got going. A lot of side businesses and, questionable tax forms and stuff that they have to figure out.
Oh, Gordy, are you committing tax fraud?
No. Not
You're
at
trying
all.
To, right?
Just some of my voice work on the side comes from other states.
Yeah.
So you have to figure out, there's a certain limit sometimes on some states of how much you can make, and then you have to fill out a state form on some of those, an Indiana form.
Well, they're clamping down on the people who don't make billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah,
so you better
do
it the right way.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
The thing that gets me is, every rock group should be putting out their song, their tax song, so they get it played every tax season.
Yeah, but
every holiday should be on everybody's rock and roll list to write a song for.
Can you think of another tax song that's better than the Beatles' Tax Man? I mean, can you even think of another
song? No, I really can't.
I mean, there's Pink Floyd Money, but that's about money.
Yeah.
That's not about really taxes.
Well,
and there's, money can't buy
love.
Well,
Sam looks like he's thinking about it.
Yeah. Not coming up with much.
He doesn't have.
You guys have decades more music listening experience than I do.
Oh, there we go. But you have the internet.
Oh, that's true.
We had a little get-together over the weekend and saw this movie, Civil War. And I know you're going to be
pretty fantastic
doing a movie review later in the week. But it was kind of fun to just do that and see this very, I don't know how to even quantify or qualify this movie.
It was a very frightening
movie.
It's
just like being in the war.
What could happen in about, six years.
Yeah, something like that. Kind of looking ahead to a civil war in the U.S.
A third-term president
who
says the country is fantastic, it's great, it's
going
to heal itself.
Well. Yeah.
But warring factions, states seceding, it's just it's my vision of what is going to happen if Trump becomes president. It's inevitable.
Yeah. But what was interesting, we kind of did this spontaneously.
It was a spontaneous thing. Ann is sitting in the office trying to do the taxes.
Yeah.
And suddenly you guys come up with the idea, hey, let's go to a movie and enjoy ourselves.
Well, it was really, our program director, Catherine. Started the ball rolling on this. Like, hey, John's got this movie review thing that we're working on. And why not start on this movie? And let's say it's playing. nearby. So let's go. Right. Let's all go.
At the point.
Yeah. That was great, too, seeing it on the ultra screen. It was
The laser ultra screen.
Yeah.
Have you been there? You've seen movies there, right?
Which theater did you go to?
The ultra screen.
The Marcus.
At Point Theaters.
Marcus Theaters.
I don't think so. I've usually gone to the AMC in Fitchburg.
Oh.
Yeah. Next to Channel 47, where John and I started our careers together.
Yeah, so you haven't been there, okay.
I'm not usually on that end of town, so I don't get over there.
You ought to get over there.
No big deal. Yeah. Really? So, in Fitchburg is closer to you?
Google Maps says it is.
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Well, we don't know where you live, technically, so... Yeah.
So it was kind of a last minute, you know, we got the ball rolling, and then we said, I called John and said, hey, you know, well, how about if we come over to your place, we'll bring a pizza or something, and, you know, you were kind of hesitant, of course, you know, we invited ourselves over there.
Well, we're not a spontaneous kind of couple. You know, we've got everything.
You were building a dining room table at the time.
We had purchased a table on Saturday, and it was just, or it's Friday rather, and it was just a fantastic, it's a high table. High chairs, just, you know, I've always wanted that. I hate crunched over a low table, normal table. Anyway, we put that together before you guys got there. We're racing.
Was it Friday or Saturday? I think it was Saturday, wasn't it?
Well, we got the table on Saturday. We bought it on Friday.
You mentioned,
you know, going to the movies, and I thought, oh, great. You know?
Yeah. And your wife, Ann.
Yeah.
Made jambalaya. It was really good.
Yeah,
it was excellent. All right, so thank you for that. And you'll have a review of Civil War sometime later this week.
Yes.
That's
hope to be on Todd Elbaugh's show if he approves this little fiasco.
He's listening right now.
We'll talk about it.
You know. Yeah. Well, we'll talk to him.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Should we get to the National Day calendar? Let's at least get it kicked off here. Rambling,
Civil War
rambling
should be
along.
A movie you should see.
It was really different. Different. We're still thinking about what it was about. It was about war. Civil War.
Story I read about Trump now, I think of that movie.
Right. Okay. Is it or is it not on the National Day calendar? Is it Laundry Day? Purple Up Day? Glazed Spiral Ham Day? Is it National Cowboy Boots Day? Rubber Eraser Day or Take a Wild Guess Day? Which one of those does not belong?
Rubber Eraser Day.
Well, you would be wrong, John Peterson. Sam knows the answer.
I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to find the buzzer button.
Again, you never pay attention.
I'm always trying to find the right button for the right sound.
And again, we asked him his input.
Okay.
Even though he never pays attention.
You got to get my attention beforehand or something.
Okay. All right. We'll try to do that. It is not National Cowboy Boots Day.
No.
That's the made up. Why would there be a day about cowboy boots?
That was
just stupid.
Why would there be a day about rubber erasers?
Let's go to Laundry Day if we have time. National Laundry Day. Why would that be on April 15th?
Because it's a
tax
special
day,
laundry.
Something to do. Oh, you know, clean your dirty laundry.
There you go.
Taxes.
Something like
I don't
that.
Know.
No. Hide your dirty laundry.
Yeah, there. Yeah, that's it. Benjamin Franklin may have overlooked one certainty in life, laundry. I don't know why they're throwing Benjamin Franklin under the bus.
Right?
Laundry Day on April 15th creates an opportunity to assess our laundry habits and teach our children to develop good ones. Humans have been doing laundry in numerous ways for as long as it has existed. Really? One of the earliest ways was beating the dust and dirt out of the clothes and bedding with a stick or pounding the grime out with a rock on a river.
Hey, we gotta take a break here.
Do we have to? All right. 19 minutes past the hour, more of the National Days coming up.
Dang it. My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Elbaugh Show.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat.
Laundry day.
My folks were always putting her down.
Down, down,
down, down. That's Leader of the Laundromat, which was, of course, a takeoff on Leader of the Pack, which was a big song in the early 60s, early mid-60s.
Yeah. And this was big, too.
Yeah, National Laundry Day today. Humans have been doing laundry for as long as there's
since
been clothes.
Had clothes. Became troublesome, shooting some kind of animal and skinning it every time they wanted to change clothes.
Well, that's right. Early forms of soap were developed from a mixture of animal fat and ashes.
Wow.
Ashes. Washboards and tubs replaced washing by the river. Scrubbing the fabric over the ribs of a washboard and soap helped to release the grime and stains. And humans also washed their clothes in manually cranked tubs. Yeah, you remember that one.
I do. I there were people that had those out in the back of their yard.
I know.
Way up north.
The first way up north.
North.
The first U.S. patent for an electric washing machine was granted to Alva Fisher way back in 1910.
The Fisher machine.
Yes. Oh, we remember it well.
No, okay. I don't remember any of that.
I have no idea.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to National Purple Up Day.
I'm still trying to get used to a front-loading washing machine.
Are you really?
Yeah, there's so much maintenance and care of those damn things.
Yeah, they say they have some. Do you have one? Is it troublesome?
I do. Well, it's troublesome in the fact that you get those little packets.
Uh-huh.
They get stuck in the door.
Oh, no.
There's a little rubber trim around the whole thing. The door seals up on against, and that packet gets caught in there sometimes, just every once in a while. So we had to, stop using packets.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it smells if you close it, or after some time you have to disinfect it.
Boy, that's
it's just troublesome stuff.
Troublesome is the
key
word here.
John, you always find something to complain about.
That's why he's here.
They make things for us to complain about.
It's the complaint department. It's Purple Up Day. What's that?
Purple Up Day, yeah.
During the month of the military child, which is in April, on April 15th, it recognizes some of the military's most unsung heroes, their children.
Yeah.
The day encourages everyone to wear purple, representing all branches of the military, showing unity with each other. So there you go. We are saluting the kids of the armed forces, whether they be in the Army, Navy, Marine, Coast Guard, Air Force, or Space Force. Space Force.
Unbelievable that they actually included that.
Space Force. It is a branch of the military. Now,
well,
we don't know what they do, but
we know that Trump created it.
Right.
So it's never going to have any credibility ever.
but they got cool uniforms that look just like the Star Trek uniforms. So there's that. National Glazed Spiral Ham Day. Wow. It's got a whole day to itself.
That's amazing. After the holidays.
Yep.
Smart.
Let's see if we can find it. Here we go. National Glazed Spiral Ham Day. Not just regular spiral ham. It's got to be glazed. Celebrating this innovative and delicious food. Yeah. Mm. Okay. In 1952, the Detroit, Michigan entrepreneur Henry L. Hanseller made up Spiral Ham Day, or ham glaze.
He had a spiral slicer.
Yeah. And then in 1957, he founded Honey Baked Ham. He made that. Mm. He invented that. Okay. Do we care? Well, I don't think so.
Did he invent the spiralizer?
I don't know. I've moved on to something else.
Don't even try.
I'm not going.
Don't even try to go there.
National Rubber Eraser Day.
Yeah.
Well, why would that be on April 15th, do you think?
What does it look like?
Is there a connection to tax day? It's okay to make a mistake. Correcting mistakes since 1770, National Rubber Eraser Day on April 15th commemorates the date the invention first began making written errors disappear. You think about all these things we take for granted, like rubber erasers. When was the last time you actually used a rubber eraser or a pencil to...
The kids were in school, and we had a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
But I have to say this. I had this terrible nightmare about rubber erasers.
Oh, please share.
When I was a little kid, I had a nightmare where the clouds were actually rubber erasers. And there
What did you eat before you went to bed?
And this gets worse. There were clowns on stilts.
Oh, no, not, oh, God.
Seriously. And obviously, I have never forgotten that dream.
Obviously. Well, what happened? Were they chasing you on the stilts?
Well, they just walking around, you know, just looking at the clouds, rubber eraser clouds.
Rubber eraser clouds. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I know.
Oh, speaking of that, we're going to have the Madison Psychedelic Group coming in later on today.
That's true. We are. Well, they're going to talk about hallucinating.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real... I got the name wrong. What's...
Madison Psychedelic Society.
Society. There it is. They're going to be in here in our 7 o'clock hour.
Timothy Leary's dead.
Well, there's a whole...
Do you know that song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Moody Blues. Timothy. That's all about hallucinogens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Haven't listened to much of the Moody Blues.
Oh, well, you're missing a lot.
Gonna have to do it.
Yeah. Good stuff. National Take a Wild Guess Day today. Take a wild guess. Wow. Why is that on tax day, too? Calculated risk to celebrate National Take a Wild Guess Day each day. It might depend on how you observe the day. Mm-hmm. Will you guess how many jelly beans are in a jar? Will you be estimating your taxes? See, I knew there was a tax.
Taking a wild guess.
Just put on some numbers. Taxes. It doesn't matter. Send it in. See what happens. Depending on how you spend the day, it could be full of hunches and guesses.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for that insight.
All right. Anything in the history books?
Sure. We got a little bit to look at.
All right.
I don't know if I thought it said it on the National Day calendar page, but biggest thing probably is Titanic Remembrance Day because
that's true.
It's the anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic.
See, we've been leading up to this.
Yeah. Last week we covered when Titanic left port.
Sure.
Right.
112 years ago. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But then it sank to something in the morning.
That's what happened.
It hit an iceberg.
Yep. We all know the story.
Okay.
other big things today in history, 1865, Abe Lincoln died. He had been shot the night before and then died early in the morning, 7:22 a.m. Hmm. Belongs to the ages now.
Yeah.
Other history, 1924, Rand McNally. That's even an old name to me, at least at this point.
Rand McNally. Yeah.
Rand McNally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Published their first road atlas, 1924, 100 years ago.
Weren't that many roads, so it wasn't really
right.
Difficult
they weren't even
to do.
They weren't even numbered in the map. They were just roads.
You know, if you've ever had that road atlas, you would feel like that you had the original
because it was always beat up. And
it was beat up as hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
1955, Ray Kroc begins to franchise McDonald's. He opens the second location.
It was so cool. The old McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's. Yeah, I used to help my friend next door who was a gearhead, and he tore apart all these cars, and he put the engines back together. And,
right.
And while he was doing that, he'd have me, his helper, go down to McDonald's and get some food for all of us.
Yeah.
And he would spring to buy me food, and it was just fantastic, you know, 10-cent burgers.
Oh, I know. Yeah, the menu prices back then.
And you actually did get change back from a buck.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
Those were the days.
29 past the hour. Coming up, we're just waiting for somebody to get shot on Fifth Avenue.
Yes.
Aren't we now?
Oh, we are.
We got that coming up.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Ushering in the next generation of dairy plant managers, cheese curd designers. That's what UW River Falls celebrated last week. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It was Ag Day at UW River Falls. Dr. Mike Orth, the Dean of College Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences at UW River Falls, says it was a heavy emphasis on their newly reopened dairy plant.
We actually had opened up a dairy pilot plant recently. So today is the first day where we've had our, we call it Freddy's Dairy Barn, is open serving ice cream and cheese curds today for the first time in quite a while. So yeah, we've had a lot of excitement here today. Seniors here would not have ever had any cheese that had been made here at on campus. So they get that right before they leave. So something they can remember.
Dr. Mike Orth, the Dean of the College of Agriculture, Food, and Environmental Sciences at UW River Falls, talking about some of the activities during their Ag Day celebration last week. Some of the attendees were also allowed to test their skill riding a mechanical bull. Well, you might feel like you're riding a mechanical bull if you're watching the marketplace this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average tanked on Friday, but commodities came up. This morning, the reverse is occurring. Numbers are next.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it? Oh!
Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No.
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's
On Friday, we saw the barrel cheese gain 2.5 cents to 157 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese on Friday was up 2.5 at 153 and a half. While the AA butter gained 2.75 cents to close the week, 292 a pound. Now this morning in Chicago, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up, December new crop corn is down 2 at 469. November soybeans down 3 at 1173. The July new crop wheat, that's down 7 right now at 564. Good news is May Class 3 milk, 11 cents stronger, 1650 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yankee.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high 71 this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain developing, especially in the afternoon, 60 our high. Rain and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, and the rain could be heavy at times with an inch or more likely through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit weichert-lakepoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation.
And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Smiling Eddie's Auto Repair Shop. If your car is having engine trouble, bring it on down to Smiling Eddie's, where this week only you'll save 20% on a free estimate.
What a deal! I think it's great.
You gotta like a mechanic who's smiling, right? Real solid.
They know. They know when you're coming in. You know. Oh, you know it.
All right. Today's that big day. Trump's historic criminal trial begins in New York City.
Yes, the hush money.
They say it's historic, and it's a criminal trial, and my eyes glaze over every time I think about it.
Well, it's the first time a president has gone on criminal trial. He's the first.
This guy's on criminal trial, right?
Huh?
And this is going to get him endless publicity. We're going to talk about it endlessly. We're going to say the name Trump endlessly.
Yeah.
And the economy's roaring along. Biden is out there doing his thing.
Dark Biden.
And we're going to be talking about Trump's historic criminal trial. How wonderful that is.
Wow. Well, they're going to be
selecting
a jury over the next couple of weeks. That's going to take a little while.
Oh, my God. Endless speculation.
Yeah, I know.
My God.
Yeah, and the media is falling all over themselves to cover it live and, you know, be there. Although there are not cameras in the courtroom, Trump will be in the courtroom, I think, 4 out of 5 days a week.
Right,
like
he has no plans on his schedule at all.
I don't know.
Kind of.
I haven't checked.
That's what I heard.
Yeah? Okay.
But again, all of this stuff is just such a major distraction from what's really going on.
In the
world.
We're
going to follow this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is my proposition. Will the news media please segregate this to maybe 2 or 3 minutes of your broadcast and then move on to the actual stories that affect each and every one of our lives, okay?
Wouldn't that be great? It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be great?
I know. It's a dream. It's a dream.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to Trump.
See, wait a minute. I think we just took a U-turn here somehow. It was kind of abrupt, hairpin turn.
Well, yeah. I guess we got to keep talking about Trump.
Well, let's keep it to a minimum if we can. But
how about the first 3 or 4 minutes of the program, and then we'll move on? But that's not going to happen.
I like
today.
That idea.
It's not going to happen
today. Oh, that's
not
happening.
Too much Trump stuff.
Well, it's kind of like the movie that we saw again over the weekend, Civil War. It's just like, exactly. Oh boy, you're just suddenly in this movie and you're in a war, a civil war.
And there are situations
in
that are so tense.
Yeah.
That it's even hard to wrap your head around it.
And it just never really lets up, you know, but
it never does.
There are some moments, but we'll talk a little bit more about that movie.
It seems like
later.
It lets up, but it never does.
Right.
It's just, you never know what's going to happen. And
exactly.
Kind of like what life's all about.
Well, especially
all right, let's get to this.
In war. Yeah.
This is what life's all about here in the U.S. now with Trump out there. He's he's actually in his second term. There's only one
in
party
his mind.
There's only one party that's following him. They're not following the real president at this point, and he's calling all the shots over there. And you might remember this comment, cut 79 here. You might remember this one.
All right.
They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
Yeah, it's a little incredible. Yeah. And it's turning out to be absolutely true. He said
and
that
scary.
Early on. Yeah. When he was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Yeah.
So this week with George Stephanopoulos had Governor Chris Sununu on.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole interview was an absolutely devastating indictment. This guy, I mean, this is the way megas think. This is what it's all about. And I want you to just, you know, listen to Sununu praise Trump no matter what. Go ahead.
That's how badly America wants a culture change.
So just to sum up, you would support him for president, even if he's convicted in classified documents. You support him for president, even though you believe he contributed to an insurrection. You support him for president, even though you believe he's lying about the last election. You support him for president, even if he's convicted in the Manhattan case. I just want to say the answer to that is yes, correct?
Yeah, me and 51% of America.
Governor, thanks for your time this morning.
Yikes. Yikes.
And that was Chris Sununu? Wow.
Yes.
Oh. That's amazing.
Oh.
Wow.
You know, he's right, though. 51% of the population that votes will probably vote for Trump.
Yeah. And, you know, he's not alone.
No,
I mean,
what?
those Republicans that are sort of on the fringes now of the Republican Party due to Trump taking over and dominating everything and taking over the leadership of the convention and all of that. But they still feel they need to support him because they're on the ballot, too, you know, or they have other Republicans they want to support. And so
his voters have put themselves in the position of being their own small little Trump. They have invested their entire emotional capital in Trump. Mm-hmm. And so if they said that Trump was not very good, they would be talking about themselves.
Mm.
So they can't criticize Trump because that would be a criticism of themselves.
Mm.
So they have a lot invested in Trump at this point. And it's pretty sickening to see something like this happen, no matter what. I mean, Stephanopoulos went over the list of these are major crimes. These are major reasons why you wouldn't vote for one person. In fact, one of those things that he mentioned is enough to knock anybody else out of the race.
Well, sure.
But he's got them all. He's got a list of them. And it's a funny thing. The entire world is out to get Trump for some reason. No one knows why, but they're out to get him. He's convinced his cultists that is the situation, that he is just,
a victim. I just wonder how it's all going to play out at the convention, leading up to the convention and then during the convention, because Laura Trump has taken over, setting the whole thing up. It's going to be a TV show because that's what Trump does.
Hawking towels and washcloths and pillows from the MyPillow guy.
Gold shoes. Yeah,
they're
gold
actually
sneakers.
She's actually on... Yeah. Some kind of podcast selling that stuff.
Selling that crap, yeah.
You guys were pretty close to my age during Watergate, right?
Yeah.
How does this compare to what Richard Nixon was doing and, like, how the public perceived it after it all came to light?
The problem was having it all come to light because it was so, you know, the internet didn't exist, and all these news organizations or fake news organizations that you see on the internet, or I guess quasi organizations.
Yeah, they weren't around at that time.
They weren't around. So you had the three major networks and PBS trying to dig away at it. And Woodward and Bernstein really broke the story. Bob Woodward, Carl Bernstein.
Right.
And that is well documented in All the President's Men, that movie. Everybody should check that out. But it was a slow drip, drip, drip process over a couple of years. It wasn't like big headlines that we get every day here about whatever Trump's up to or, you know, whatever the Republicans are up to. It took forever to go through the Senate committee hearings and all of that. And then finally they found that tape. They found out that Nixon was taping his conversations with his people, and when that came out,
it was colorful language.
Then there was a big fight going all the way to the Supreme Court to get the tape released, and then when they released it, it was redacted. A lot of things were left out, and there was a fight about that, and eventually Judge Sirica let that come out, and that's kind of where it all really started picking up steam. Yeah. Anyway. How does it compare? So it's completely different. I mean, it just Nixon was withholding all this information for a couple of years about what was going on, wouldn't admit it, and then he finally had to. Yeah.
Well, the internet.
How do you remember it, John?
Everything.
Yeah.
Well, you described it perfectly, actually.
Thank you very much.
But in terms of the American people when they hear about these things, nobody at the time would have just. Like voted for Nixon anyway, in the light of everything that
he did. That is true.
And here's the other part of it. When all this started coming out, a group of Republican senators went to the White House and demanded to see Nixon and said, that sat him down and said, look, you've lost us. You've lost it. You're done. You need to either resign or you're going to be impeached and you're going to be
tossed
out.
Imagine that today.
Yeah.
Imagine that happening today.
Yeah.
It would never happen. I had the screen capture of a Trump rally speech. And take a look at the ad. They always split screen.
Oh, yeah.
The Trump rallies. They sell something. They sell something on the other screen.
The free Trump book
is
on the other side of the screen. FreeTrumpBook.com. Oops. Wow. Oh, we touched the the touchpad thing.
He's like a Twitch streamer with sponsors. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, it's one of those things where you're just like, what? This is for kids.
Yeah, it's a kid's. It's like a coloring book. Kind of thing.
It's a coloring book.
Yeah.
I don't know where.
Hey, they have adult coloring books now. You got to exploit the market.
Well, how much money can you make on a 10-cent coloring book?
You got to get them young on this, apparently, because this is the kid's guide. There's a big check mark like it's on a ballot.
A cartoon of Trump.
Of President Trump. Free. Learn Trump's achievements and vision for the USA. Through two bonus gifts with this. So it's a free TrumpBook.com, the 2024 edition this time. And it's for the kids.
It makes a great gift.
Sure. Yeah, get the kids involved in kind of a way to incorporate, what was the kid? Schoolhouse Rock kind of an approach
selling
to
stuff.
Donald Trump.
This is so ridiculous. It's so completely out of hand.
Yeah. It's commercializing the, you know, the run up to the election, but I guess they are scratching for money.
They are
apparently on the Republican side. They're way behind what the Democrats have in their coffers.
A really unsettling story from September of 2023 in The Guardian. Check this out. Mm. Trump's decision to declassify evidence. The last day in office.
Right.
Of a former British spy about Trump's alleged links with Russia led to the disappearance of two Russian sources. Mm-hmm. And these are the agents for MI6, basically. And everybody remembers the guy involved, Christopher Steele.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he the guy that had the dossier with the tape? Whatever was going on in the hotel.
A lot of it has been substantiated.
Yeah.
Steele said the decision to declassify his testimony on the last day of Trump's administration resulted in several Russian sources being exposed. The publication of this document did serious damage to the U.S. government's Russian operations and their ability to recruit new Russian sources. Mm-hmm. Trump's actions in this regard were truly shocking and arguably constitute one of the most egregious breaches of intelligence rules and protocol by the U.S. government in recent times. Mm. Again, just declassifying this made two Russian sources, spies that we put in there, disappear.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. The judge's decision on whether Trump's case against the group is Orbis Business Intelligence. That's the group that Christopher Steele had put together.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump has decided to sue them. And that's why he released this, because he needs it in court. And we don't know where this has gone, by the way. No update on this story is possible.
It's been buried.
So we don't know where that trial has been scheduled or rescheduled or is going to be scheduled in the future. But anyway, the judge's decision to have this case go before the court is still pending.
Yeah, and it's a huge case. But here he was declassifying, and we brought this story back from September of, 2023?
Right.
From The Guardian. But, the ramifications of these people that are working the intelligence business are huge. And, you know, we haven't even got to the declassified or the classified stuff that he squirreled away down at Mar-a-Lago. That's huge stuff, too.
Remember Joe Wilson?
Joe Wilson.
Yeah,
refresh my memory.
Valerie Plame.
Oh, okay.
And that was something during the George W. Bush administration.
Right.
Where they revealed the identity.
Mm.
Of Valerie Plame, and that just shook up everybody because, you know, she had connections and agents working for her.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans seem to kind of get away with all of this stuff, don't they?
Somehow happens.
They can do it and get away with it.
Mm-hmm. It is 6:49 coming up. Oh, boy. Mike Johnson is solving a fake problem with birth certificates.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Where do you hear it?
Yeah. listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, baby. It's our Mad Pad. Radio.
Mad Pad.
WMDX, love it here. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Extravaganza, mm-hmm. the family show, yeah. The hullabaloo, the shindig.
Yeah, we got it happening today, and it's tax day. Get those taxes in. If you haven't done it, you got to get them in by midnight.
Right? We tried to get them in, by the way, last night.
Did you?
And it was down.
What was down?
Yeah.
It was down?
There,
too many people
the
online?
Tax preparer site was down. We could not upload the information.
Yeah.
Why did you wait till last weekend to do them, John?
Everybody waits till the last weekend.
If you got to pay.
Apparently, you haven't done this very often. Everybody waits till the last minute.
You don't want to have to write a check, though. You know,
I did it a few weeks ago. I got one of the refunds already.
Yeah, the state refunds come back right away.
Well, only a few people do that.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Okay. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to be talking to the Madison Psychedelic Society in our next hour.
Oh, yeah.
They've got a variety show coming up. I don't know how that all works, but we're going to find out. Could be a very interesting show.
Well, I hope they bring in some shrooms.
Well, we'll find out when we get here.
I've never had a good experience in shrooms.
No?
No.
Okay.
I should try the little dots. I suppose they're better.
Well, let's wait till they get here and they can explain how it all works nowadays.
Maybe that has nothing to do with what they're doing.
It's microdosing. That's the whole new trend.
The microdosing? Right?
Microdosing.
Is that what it's all about?
Why are you looking at me, John?
We figure you have some experience in this area.
Perhaps. Microdosing is a thing these days. We'll have to ask him more about it.
Yeah.
Well, the variety show is what I'm interested in. This came out of an evolution of the psychedelic story slam. So there's some stories about psychedelic trips, apparently.
Wow.
So hopefully they'll share some of those. Okay. Moving on.
Kind of a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Fried movie?
Fried
Kentucky
movie.
Fried Movie, fried which movie. Yeah. was made here in yes. Madison, yep. kind of the precursor to the National Lampoon
yes.
and
it's
all that kind of goofy movie stuff.
That was 60s. Goofy. That was fun stuff.
What was that, yeah. about 68, 69,
somewhere in that.
Yeah.
Gratuitous nudity throughout the entire movie.
Kentucky Fried Movie.
Yes.
I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere.
I'm sure
Look it
is.
Look it up there, Sam.
See if it's up there. Let's talk about Trump's right-hand man, Kash Patel.
Oh, boy.
Cool name, right?
I know. It is a cool name.
Now grifting pills to supposedly detox you from the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, and then to protect you from other people who may shed it upon you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
So how do you know if it works? It's a secret pill.
If it works, then the pill works.
Mm. Okay.
It says here, this is the little ad, Spike Protein Recovery System. You were immune to propaganda, but are you immune to the shedders? So people can shed their protection, their COVID protection on other people, and you don't want that to happen.
What?
So you want to detox yourself from the vaccine if you thought that was eventually a mistake that you made.
Is Kash Patel cashing in on this? Here all week.
That's it, man. That's it.
Yeah. Is this just something he's doing on the side, or is he doing it on
this is his thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Warrior Essentials.
So you never know if this will take off or not, or other people will copy this and have their own spike protein recovery system out there in capsule form.
Has this been approved by the Food and Drug Administration? I'm guessing not.
On that side of the aisle, nothing has to be improved.
No, or approved.
Approved.
Yeah.
So it's
good to know that it's there.
Anybody can try anything they want at this point.
So what's
and
this?
I'm fine with that because that cuts down on the number of voters.
Okay. You see an upside to that.
Well, I always thought there was going to be an upside because so many people that follow Trump weren't getting the vaccine and they were dying off. You know, the herd immunity thing. And that was fine. I thought, well, great. This will reduce the population that will vote for Trump. And now still, there's so many more out there. What happened?
It reminds me of like the latest example of this sort of thing that I've seen was with the eclipse. If you track Google searches over like the time span of the eclipse, there's a large spike in the amount of Google searches that are like, my eyes hurt, what do I do? Or something like that.
Yeah.
For people who look directly at the sun like Trump did.
Well, now, there's no evidence that the COVID vaccines cause fatal cardiac arrest or other deadly heart problems in teens and young adults, the CDC found out in a report.
Really?
Yeah.
So they were thinking that might have been the case, but they've disproven
that. Well, that's the whole thing on the right side of the aisle. Mm. The megas believe that that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And now the CDC has come out with a report saying, nope, it doesn't happen. It doesn't. It didn't get any press. Mm. No one knows about it, but I'm bringing it up here on the show because that's the kind of people we are, right?
Yeah.
It debunks that widespread, ridiculous misinformation about mRNA vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can always take the pill that reverses that, the spike protein recovery system from Kash Patel.
Well, yeah, you can check that out.
How many stores are going to have that? It's got to be just Patel? Mail order.
Yeah. So what about this deal with Mike Johnson? Do we have time for
no,
this?
No, we actually don't.
Oh, okay.
No, we'll get to it. We're going to get to the story. Mike Johnson and
he went down to see Trump again.
He
right?
did. He did. And they came up with a real scheme, a fantastic scheme.
Yeah.
Asking for people's birth certificates, and we'll get to that.
Okay.
It is so phenomenally ridiculous.
In order to vote, is that the deal?
Well, you know what? That's where it starts.
That's
kind of my
just
point.
The beginning.
Yeah.
Could get a whole lot worse.
Remember, they were asking for birth certificates if they stopped you, because of a driving infraction of some sort.
Exactly.
And they had to stop that.
Right.
So they created a law to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes around that law.
Okay. Hey, coming up Wednesday, we will be at Short Stack Eatery like we are each and every Wednesday. We invite you to stop by. We invite a lot of people to stop by. John Erpenbach, he said he was going to stop by. I haven't seen him yet. We hope maybe he'll stop and say hello this Wednesday. Vicki McKenna, we extended an invitation out to her. We haven't heard back from her yet.
I thought she'd respond immediately.
But we invite you, dear listener, to stop by Short Stack Eatery. 301 West Johnson. We're there every Wednesday, and we'll be there this Wednesday. 6:58, coming up at our next hour, the Madison Psychedelic Society will be here. Oh, boy. Strap in.
And get out your birth certificates.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Monday, I'm joined by movie producer Bob Brown and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Chris Foran. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Underway right now, the Israeli War Cabinet's second meeting in as many days following Iran's attack.